Look what they did to Jesus. He took it. You think about this. He could have called 12 legion angels. I mean, just like that. Just like that. They spit in his face. They slapped him. They put a sack over his head. They hit him with their fist. Now prophesy to her. He loved this, took it. That's real love there, y'all. They beat him to his back with bloody. Huh? Then that, you thought that was bad. Then he turned and jabbed a sword in his side, spear in his side. And you thought that was bad. They strung him out on a cross and drove spikes. Can you imagine the weight, his weight? Jesus weighed about 100, and they said 85 pounds, somewhere there. You know, right under 200. And his weight, and then he crossed his legs and drove spikes in his feet. And those spikes, his weight was suspended on that. Do you think that was comfortable? That was a excruciating pain. But he took it. And they didn't know. He was thinking all the time, I'll be back. But he knew what he was doing. If love did that for you, and love did that for the world, and the world, Satan, demons that went against God, God created them for his glory, to serve, to walk in his goodness. And I'm knowing God never done a single one of them wrong, never mistreated a single one of them. And they walked out on him and became his enemy. Yeah, they did. Now he's trying to, he was so crazy that he thought he was going to defeat God. You know he was foolish then. You talking about a real fool, he was foolish. But one little touch, he's like, I ain't doing that no more. Because Jesus said, I beheld Satan falling like lightning. That's how quick. And he ran into some power he didn't know God had. So much and so, you can't convince him any kind of way to try to do that again. But he want to torture you, you and you and you. And you and you, and he wants to discomfort you and try to get at God because he knows God loves you. And there's nothing he won't do for you or hasn't done for you. But he accuses you to make you think you've done something God won't do for you. All God wants you to do is repent and get back over here in the love walk. That's all he want. He'll keep doing like you never done that. But we constantly fight that. Because we try to figure God out in our mind and we got to get a revelation in our hearts. Are you hearing me tonight? Are you hearing me tonight? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he want you to know there's nothing you need that he hasn't done. But he wants you to understand you got to be as diligently as he was and is. He didn't back off. He didn't back up. He faced the test. He conquered the enemy and every test and trial he had to go through to get you to victory. Now your flesh will fight you. Your neighbor will fight you. If sometimes your own relative in your household will fight you. But are you willing to pay? Are you willing to pay the price to walk this love walk? Are you willing to lay aside? Are you willing to crucify the flesh? Are you willing to push that bread back, that meal, that you, the extra that you didn't need, then you wouldn't lay that aside and press in? Somebody call you on the phone and say something wrong, just chew you up. Are you willing to push that aside and just say, I won't even take that into account? Or will you go around grumbling with your lip poked out? What are you on? See, you got a choice. You can poke the lips out and you can keep on smiling. The flesh may not want to do it, but you say you're going to smile, flesh. I don't care what you say. Because I said you're going to smile. And I'm not going to cooperate with you. And you keep crucifying it, flesh. Hallelujah. Anybody in the house tonight? Hallelujah. Now, here's what the Lord said to me. I read, you know, if you would continue to read scripture over and over that you think you know so well, he'll say something that you hadn't seen, and I had that to happen many times. And here's what, I suppose it may be somebody here, a few that don't know John 3:16, but I can almost quote it backward. But it says, for God so loved the world. Now here's what he said to me. For God so loved the world that he did what? Gave his what? Only begotten son. And here's what he said to me. He said, if I so loved the world, I gave my son to the world, why would you even think that I don't love you? Now think about that. He is an enemy. The world is his enemy. And he so loved the world, he gave his son. Now, why would you even think that he doesn't love you? And the devil comes and says, see, God don't love you. Now, you did that. No, that didn't change God's love. He didn't want you to get changed out of what you did wrong. That's all. And he wants you to get a revelation of that in your heart. And you made him blew your top. Humble yourself down, say, I was wrong. And repent, say, I ain't doing that no more. He did not stop loving you. Even while you blowing your top and did what you did, he never stopped loving you. But the enemy came and told you, and your flesh said, see there. You know what people do? They say, it's something hurting my feelings. I ain't going to church no more. You see how the enemy trick you? And you sitting up at the house, carrying all that, and the person don't even know you carrying it. You all uncomfortable, they just are happy going on. And I guess you know, if you don't know, I'm going to inform you tonight. If you're a human being, you're gonna mess up. So don't be trying to be so hard on somebody else. Did you get what I said? I'm not preaching mess up, but you just need to be aware of that. If you're a human being and you're not Jesus, you're going to mess up. Because you hadn't grown up fully. You've grown some, but you hadn't fully grown, and you hadn't reached perfection. Hallelujah. But if God can love the world that he gave his only son, what about his children? What about his children? And they go on to say that he gave his only begotten son. Then he said, now whosoever believeth. See, if you believe that, then he can fix that. So you can enjoy what he has. Excuse me. You won't remain an enemy of God. You won't remain against God. If you believe that he gave his son, he said, you will not perish, but you have what? everlasting life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.